New year. Have you gotten used to 2013 yet? Big shout out to all of you across this great nation and our international audience, too. Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper of this ship called the America Tonight Clipper. I don't know. Would that look good on the back of a boat? America Tonight. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Somebody asked me that the other day. What if you had a boat? I was like, what, a dinghy? That's what I could afford now with what they're doing to us with taxes. A little tiny dinghy? We're all in the same dinghy. And let me tell you, we're starting to see that we're going to get even, we're going to get squished even more if we allow what's happening in Washington to continue with the debt ceiling. You look at now with these disasters, all the Sandy aid that the people should have gotten but haven't officially gotten yet. They got approval for some of that flood money. But there's no winners or losers in this except for pretty much all of us in that same dinghy because we don't have enough money anymore. It's the mad money scramble, and it'll get worse if we allow ourselves to just be led down that path. And now the push is on for what are we going to do about the debt ceiling. We know that Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, he's bailing long before that whole conversation takes place again. You got the Speaker, who was elected for another term, John Boehner, who's telling the House Republicans that cuts are going to come with some of the debt talks. So we'll see. There was no winners, trust me, in the whole fiscal cliff nonsense. There was only losers across the board. And when you see what was in on the fiscal cliff law, basically bill that was signed into place, and you see where money was added, it's infuriating. It's things that are not revealed. You just see that, okay, fiscal cliff, woohoo, this isn't going to happen, and now you're rich if you make $400,000, but all the stuff in between gets lost, like the money for the WIN credit. So the subsidy's there when only 2% of electricity in this country is wind powered, but yet $12 billion plus goes toward that, $12 billion that we could push into an area that we desperately need, like digging out of the deficit hole. I'm not going to lecture here at the top. I'm going to tell you what's coming up on the menu of America Tonight, and the menu includes this. In case you don't know it, there is, a young man, a guy who really wanted to be in the Coast Guard, gave a big chunk of his life to being in the Coast Guard, and his name is Lance Leone, Lieutenant Lance Leone. He survived a helicopter crash in July of 2010, and he was cleared of wrongdoing in it because what happened was the crash involved some power lines, so he was cleared by review boards and, you know, thousands of hours that was spent scrutinizing what happened, and the Coast Guard community, like so many other branches of military-esque, we'll call it, folks that are serving, are pretty tight knit. I had an uncle who was in the Coast Guard, and they were some pretty good guys back off the Jersey Shore and Cape May, and that's where they patrolled and whatnot. But anyway, Lieutenant Leone has gone through some of these hurdles with these special review boards, and now it looks like they're going to come back around after he was cleared, and they're still going after him. They dismissed all the charges in the criminal case that stemmed from the crash, and he was up for a promotion. It's a bunch of craziness. So Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, is on the case. He's really been pushing this to try to do what he can to raise the awareness and try to help him. And there are some people on the Hill, some senators, who are also trying to push for this, too. So we're going to have that conversation in case you missed it. That's our daily re-rack with Jeff Atticott. I think it was one of the best things we did last week. Coming up this week, there's going to be a lot of conversation as Chuck Hagel will be announced on Monday as the top Pentagon chief. He's going to be the replacement player on the defensive side, but he still has to past the hurdles of a confirmation hearing. So will Republicans reject the former senator, or will they give the thumbs up? I think he's going to have a little bit of a tough ride because of his politics in the past. So, you know, will Hagel be confirmed? Maybe, but the Israel stance especially will hurt him. And it may be also that some of what he said as far as cuts are concerned to the military budget could be costly to him when it comes to the thumbs up or the thumbs down. But that's who Obama's going to throw up there, that Chuck Hagel to lead the Pentagon, and we'll see whether or not he passes muster or if they take him down in the end. And I guarantee we'll have more on that coming up this week on America Tonight. Plus, there were some football games that were played over the weekend. Did you catch any of Wild Card Weekend? Were you disappointed, or was it okay for you? Was one of your teams in the mix there? Even if you don't have a favorite football team in the NFL or yours has already been knocked out, we do the nail the score thing that happens this week again, especially in the playoffs. It'll be a lot of fun. The supercomputer will randomly pick, I'm thinking, two games, and you have another chance to win because you'll have an extra game once we know what they are, thanks to the computer and our brand new digs at the mothership in Minneapolis. Then, voila, you get a chance to call in, say what you think's going to happen, and you could be our next winner. So Chuck Hagel might not be a winner when it comes to the nominating process as the defense secretary. He's going to have a fight. But you don't have any fight when it comes to winning here on America Tonight. If nothing else, it's about bragging rights, and maybe you're going to be the person that walks away. Dave in Vermont is a guy who did it at the beginning of the year. Finally, after two tries, Santa's elves delivered his package, and it included a leather coat. He got a leather coat and a couple of other cool things, too, like a GPS system. I want to say it was a handheld GPS thing, and that's pretty cool. I could use one of those. How many times are you walking downtown somewhere or in someplace unfamiliar, and the phone is just not doing it for you? GPS, you can see those bigger maps and whatnot. Unless you have those giant Galaxy phones. Have you seen those? They're advertising them, pushing them on the tube a lot. And they talk about how you just take out the stylus and you can write down notes and all that kind of stuff. Man, if I have a giant phone somewhere trying to figure out where I'm going to put that in my pocket and I'm pulling out a stylus so I can draw things, the world is in trouble because they'll never understand what I'm writing down. And plus, that phone, a much better chance that phone gets lost than the current iPhone that I'm carrying around. It's just too big of a brick and too awkward of a shape, I think. So I'm going to say Apple wins the war on the phone size. You might disagree. You might like the bigger phone deal. Anyway, always out of left field on this show. You never know what's going to happen. Next, we're talking to Jeff Atticott. Hang through.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, it will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Ain't nobody else like me around. I don't need.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. You know, one of my favorite people to have on this show always. We don't even have to have a reason to have him on. But terrorism expert Jeff Atticott, he's going to tell us the story about Lieutenant Lance Leone. It's a sad story. It basically starts off in July of 2010 when Leone was the co-pilot of an MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter. Now, this helicopter was flying from Astoria, Oregon, to the crew's base in a place that some of you know or are familiar with, Sitka, Alaska. It hit an unmarked span of some wires that were hanging, low-hanging wires, near a place called La Push, Washington. And we've talked about this a little bit before. Crashed into the water, killed the pilot and two crew members. If we fast-forward this a little bit further, and we've talked about this, as I said before, he was cleared, basically cleared during the investigation. At the time of the accident, they ended up passing this investigation down the line, let's say, to an air station commander who ordered Lieutenant Leone to go before an aviation evaluation board and make a comment because of his flight record and, you know, blah, 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 that he needed to improve flight communication, that kind of stuff. And we're giving you little snippets of this story. There's so much more we could fill in, and we're going to let Jeff do that. But this is the thing, that commander wrote a memo arguing against any criminal action. So 14 months after the crash, now he was charged with negligent homicide, dereliction of duty, destruction of government property. And Leone faced 24 years in prison if convicted. And now it seems as though I thought he had been cleared. And there have been a lot of people that have tried to help him. A lot of senators have tried to intervene in this case. And it's a mess. You've got Homeland Security involved, Janet Napolitano. I don't understand how it went from, okay, we're getting through this, here's what we've said about this accident, and now this Coast Guard case has become so much bigger, but this lieutenant's life hangs in the balance. And Jeff, you certainly know much more about this story. Did I do it some justice to try to explain some of the angles of this?
Yeah, that's a good start. What occurred is he was actually charged at a court-martial by the admiral, by the name of Ustaby, and the Article 32, which is far more intensive. It's like a mini-trial than a grand jury for the civilian sector, basically recommended dismissal of all charges. So this is bogus. I mean, this guy was the co-pilot. The lines that they hit were hung by the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard was on notice that these lines were negligently marked. In fact, two other aircraft had already crashed into the same power lines within the last couple of decades, and they still hadn't fixed them. Also, the helicopters that the Coast Guard uses do not have the special cutters on the wheels that all other military aircraft, rotor ring aircraft have. And so if they would have had them, they would have saved lives. They would have cut the wires. Nobody would have died. So the Air Force is really, not the Air Force, the Coast Guard is negligent here because they are the ones that hung the wires. They're on notice that they were negligently hung. And also the aircraft didn't have the cutters that they're supposed to have on them, in my opinion, to save lives. So after the court-martial recommended dismissal of all the charges, the admiral didn't take that too well. Neither did the commandant of the Coast Guard, a guy by the name of Admiral Papp. He wanted to hold this lieutenant accountable because, you know, somebody's got to be responsible for this. So they gave him a letter of reprimand that basically called him a murderer. Then a promotion board met and decided that this is all a witch hunt. This lieutenant's a good officer, has a good record, and they recommended that he should be promoted from lieutenant to lieutenant commander. Well, that didn't sit well with the admiral in Washington, D.C., and what he did is he convened a special board to pull him off the promotion list, and that's where we're at right now. They sent him to San Antonio, Texas to kind of cool his heels while they finished him off, his career. And that's when I found about the case. I went to the Washington Times and encouraged them to publish the story. It was published on the front page of the Washington Times on the 26th of December. We're now going to have it come out in the Navy Times. And basically what we're trying to do is to shed light on this case and to show the abuse of power that's occurring here. And another thing that the Coast Guard doesn't have is an inspector general's office where soldiers, rather Coast Guard personnel that are abused, can go to an impartial review process and have that, you know, that process looked at. Coast Guard falls under the Department of Homeland Security. So Janet Napolitano now will decide whether or not to destroy his career, because that little promotion board recommendation to pull him off the promotion board, that board met in November, and we haven't got the results yet. It goes all the way up again, as I said, to Janet Napolitano. So we're trying to open this up to the public, trying to go to our congressmen, senators, to have everybody we can think of, you know, act on behalf of this lieutenant, because if they can get away with doing this to him, they can do this to anybody in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, and in a nutshell, it's what you said, and what you, when you're talking about how, what a crazy, egregious case of unlawful command influence there is against, Lieutenant Leone, you're really saying that, listen, they didn't have the right equipment in the helicopters, that's the deal, so are they trying to do a little CYA here? Is that why the Coast Guard is hell-bent on going after him?
Well, I think they were embarrassed because when they preferred murder charges, they said, well, this will, you know, no one's going to stand up to this. They wanted him to resign is what they wanted to do. And this lieutenant said, no, I'm not resigning. I didn't do anything wrong. Bring it on. And they were trying to outbluff him. And when the charges were dropped, and his promotion board recommended that he be promoted, they were determined to, you know, to hold him accountable, even though any reasonable person looked in this case said, you know, this is, the pilot is the one that made this decision to turn and go down and look at a little ship that was coming out of the harbor, didn't tell the co-pilot, and Leone was the, Lieutenant Leone was the co-pilot, and, you know, everybody on board tragically got killed. The deaths could have been prevented if the Coast Guard would have marked the wires. These are not civilian wires, these are Coast Guard wires. Now, of course, they've taken all the wires down. They put a generator next to that little area, which I should have done in the first place. But it's just a case of people in power that don't want to admit that they're wrong, and they just keep on making more wrong decisions on more wrong decisions and hope that nobody notices. But now with a front page story in the Washington Times and another story coming out on the front page of the Navy Times, you know, our center is determined to help him advertise his case until we get Janet Napolitano to not pull him off the promotion board and just let him go on and continue to serve this country.
Yeah. I'm going to urge everybody listening to this story. We have a lot of listeners across the country to please, please write to your senators. Give them a call. Fax them whatever you have to do. We're going to really, really push this story. We've talked about it before, and now this is serious stuff here. And you, as you talked about, it's the sitting on that promotion, the fact of having that ripped apart and what a big difference that made. Leading up to that, they found him. Those evaluations found him fit to fly, and yep. He just had to pass a retraining course. So he had to have been stunned. Was that his reaction? I mean, he had to be stunned when you talked to him as to what happened here.
Yeah, he was. In fact, he had two boards that met to see whether he should fly again. Both boards recommended, yes, he should fly again. They were sending him to a retraining program when the admiral again revoked those orders and said, nope, you're not going to a retraining program. You're going to San Antonio until we can figure out how to get rid of you. And so they're pretty confident before we advertise this throughout the nation that they would be able to, you know, put the knife in his back very quietly, pull him off their promotion list, and no one would ever find out about it.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about, or I mentioned this already because you've been pounding the pavement. You talked about the one publication, the Navy publication coming out, and of course we're doing it on this show and we're going to push it to other stations. But the fact that you've already rattled some of the cages on the Hill, and you have, I guess maybe even Senator Marco Rubio may be interested in this if he starts to look into the details of this. He has certainly some clout there on the Hill, and maybe with enough push, the outcome of this could turn in a different direction.
Yes, absolutely. We're getting Mike McCall, who is the congressman for Texas, he's the head of the Department of Homeland Committee in Congress. And if your listeners could call Mike McCall and urge him to take action, because, again, they have oversight for the Department of Homeland Security and how they conduct business. And this is what this needs. I mean, and the Coast Guard certainly could make some internal reforms, which is let's have an inspector general, which the Navy has an inspector general, the Army has one, the Air Force has one, the Marines have one. Coast Guard doesn't have one.
Yeah, imagine that. So then it gets kicked around and you're stuck if you don't have somebody like Jeff who finds out about this. You know, imagine what can happen in the future. Sad story, and let's hope we have a good outcome to this. Mike McCall, that's where you want to call. We're going to give out that number. We'll dig it up and we'll put it all over the America Tonight website. Let's help Lieutenant Leone out. Jeff Atticott, as always, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for fighting the good fight so this guy doesn't get jammed up.
Thank you for your support. You have thousands and thousands of listeners, and what you do really, really helps.
Thanks, Jeff.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Calendar to 2013. Everybody always talks about resolutions and, you know, stop smoking, not drink as much, don't swear as much. You know, there's the usual resolutions, and always on New Year's Eve, people make the toast of here's to a happy, healthy 2013 or whatever the year is, and they always put the word healthy in there. That's the one time when you wish people a Merry Christmas and you know Happy 4th of July, but it's the one time that we say the word healthy. And this question came up in a group of friends that I was with over the weekend. What do you consider to be a good life? What is the definition of a good life, of how long your life is? You know, what if you could pick the year that you would die? I mean, how old you would be, what would you pick? And I happened to see this story about the oldest living U.S. citizen dying at 114. It was a woman who's from South Carolina, and her name was Mamie Reardon, and she held that title for only a couple of weeks, believe it or not. So we have people that are living in their hundreds. Yes. Last month, there was a 115-year-old who died from, she was living in Iowa. And, you know, the census keeps all these records. The world's oldest person was 115 years old. So, wow. 100, do you think you'll live to be 115? What would that be like to live to be 115? That's the question that we're going to ponder for a couple of weeks here on America Tonight. Because I don't think you can answer that right, just boom, like that. I mean, what, think about that for a second, folks, right? You see how our blood pressure boils over by what's happening in Washington and other things that tick us off. Can we really, with the stress that we're under, expect to live into our hundreds? And because of the scientific breakthroughs, that may become a little bit more common, or at least into your 90s, if you don't get hit with cancer or some other disease. All right, it is that time of the show where the mailbox has been building up because we have so much snail mail in it that we need to eject some of it. So we're going to go through it. So without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, and there's this one from Jeff Rockin' the House. I think I say too much about nicknames, and so everybody gets the idea that they're going to have to come up with a cutesy nickname when they write into America Tonight. Jeff Rockin' the House says, Kate, woohoo, what do you think about my Packers? Take that, Matty J. I wonder if this is like an acquaintance of Matt's. So, couldn't be. I don't think he has any Packer friends. Well, the Packers, yeah, they got by the Vikings, who were playing with a guy who shouldn't have been the quarterback of their team. How far the Packers go, you know, it depends on what sports analyst you listen to. They were falling all over themselves. The guys who were calling the game the other day saying that, oh, this Packer team, this could, you know, they could easily make it back to the Super Bowl. But, yeah, so could all the other teams that are left. All of them could at this point. The wrong bounce, the wrong start of the game, a couple of interceptions here or there, a special team mistake or a special team success. I don't know that I would anoint Green Bay as the team that's going to go to the Super Bowl. They looked pretty good against the Vikings, who were at half speed. But let's see what happens heading into this next week. I'm not willing to anoint them as taking two more games and heading into the playoffs. I want to see what happens next week, I think, with them before I make that decision. All right, this one is from Patrick, who says, boy, I am so glad that fiscal cliff nonsense is over with America Tonight. What do you think? I don't think that anybody really was a big winner in this one. I think the middle class loses all the way around. In some sense, all of us will see that our taxes will go up, even if it's just a little bit. And this was so much hot air coming out of Washington. I think you said it at one point on the show. We've been talking about this for over a year and a half. And then there's the dramatic ending. I think it's on purpose to build up the drama and to keep us all in animated suspense. That's what I believe it's all about anyway. What are your thoughts? Well, I think some of it was over dramatized, and that's why the fiscal cliff and, you know, naming it the fiscal cliff in the first place. And this has been going on for well over a year, and it's something that we knew was happening, and then there was a committee to try to solve the crisis, and the committee couldn't solve the crisis. So, absolutely, it's ridiculous, but it's the same thing that we keep seeing out of Washington, and I don't know any other ways to say this. It's the people that represent us need to have term limits, and they need to be held as accountable as we can hold them. Maybe there is something about reading bills. Maybe there's a way to chop some of the legislative process in half, some kind of a reform. Certainly there should be a time period of reading, because that's, I think, part of the problem. I don't really think the way things move in Washington that any senator or congressperson can tell you that they have read every single thing that's contained in some of these bills and gone through all the clauses. In other words, they know the broad strokes, and somebody on their staff breaks it down for them, but they haven't really, I think, sometimes looked at the implications of it, and that's because of a lack of time, and part of that also is not spending time in Washington. So if I were looking for reform, I think there would be mandatory time in Washington. There would be compensation for successes, accountability, a better way to have accountability, and term limits instead of the automatic deal here that we see on the, especially on the senator's side. That makes much more sense to me. We definitely have to shake things up, and how we do that is through reforming some of the reforming the way we do things. You know, the automatic raises, the craziness after, or it seems like it's automatic after the fact that we're in this deep tunnel of debt. It's crazy. Ryan McCormick says, hello, Ms. Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. I was thinking about you as I chuckled listening to Nail the Score, and I was wondering if you are going to continue to do them through the playoffs. I've just started listening to the show just a short time ago. I really, really enjoy that section. Well, we enjoy it, too, because it's just a lightening of the load, and we like sports and football, and it doesn't get any better than playoff football. This is a great time of year because, to me, now that we have hockey back, especially you're getting ready for baseball, and we'll have spring training soon, and then you get the excitement over that, and after you get over what happens ultimately in the Super Bowl, and it's fun to watch, and hopefully we'll have some better games down the stretch, at least coming up this weekend anyway, and who ends up there. February 3rd is the Super Bowl, I think. I have to look at my calendar. But that's coming up, just a couple more weeks, and then that's it. And then, of course, the All-Star game in football, the Pro Bowl, which I think is a waste of time now in between, that's in the middle. And I bet the ratings for that are just so-so, because a lot of the top players have been knocked out through injuries. And I almost think they should do away with it. What if they had, like, a flag football? I know I'm going off on the tangent here. What if they had, like, a flag football thing in between, and there could be other participants? Like, Doritos could do a deal where somebody gets... There's the unknown man that gets chosen on each side. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Charles writes, so tired of what happens in politics that it's almost not worth talking about anymore. It is the same old song and dance, and, you know, politicians hate it when they hear that Americans are saying that, and they look at the polls that have them so down as far as favorability, but how can it not be down when nobody seems to want to work together, and we have this massive polarization that we've really never seen before in our history? What happens in the 113th Congress? I'm going to say, Kate Delaney, very little. Here's a good question. I mean, there's a great open-ended question. How much gets accomplished with this current Congress that now is in session? Are we going to see some serious subjects that are often put on the shelf really attacked, like illegal immigration, security, the Social Security woes, balancing a budget? Of course, balancing the budget, that just gets buried. There's always, well, we have to push the debt ceiling up because we have to pay our creditors, and so we can't default on that, and we don't pay on the principal, and we just keep, you know, shelling out the same cash in the wrong direction. All right, here's the last one. This one is from Bob, who says, listening to you in a very chilly Vermont, enjoying your offerings here on America Tonight. I heard you mention Chuck Hagel and the fact that you thought that he was going to be tough to confirm, and I was wondering why. I didn't really hear that. Why you think he would be tough to confirm? Well, he's an ex-senator who's a Republican, but I mean, he's got skins on the wall when it comes to the military. He served in Vietnam. However, his stance on Israel when he was in the Senate, that would be controversial for a lot of people. Think of the stand that, like, Senator Lindsey Graham or John McCain has taken, opposite of what Chuck Hagel did when he was in the Senate. And then also the fact that he wants to slash a lot of, you know, he voted for a lot of slashes of the military budget. So he might struggle a little bit with this. I still think when he's nominated on Monday that eventually he gets in, but they're just going to grill him a little bit on the Hill. We're talking football next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Takes a knee, and that's going to do it. The Texans get the job done. They beat Cincinnati 19-13 and move on in the postseason to take on the Patriots next week.
Here comes the inside handoff. The Lynch, he breaks it on the tackle. He breaks it under. He's down inside the 10. Down to the 5. Russell still blocking. Does he pile into the end zone? He does. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Back at his 12, empty backfield for the Redskins with RG3 out of the shotgun and the ball.
And the Seahawks have it down on the Redskins' 5-yard line. Oh, what a turn of events for the Seahawks.
And Russell Wilson takes the knee. Disappointing end of the 2012-2013 season for the Redskins. Falling in the first round of the playoffs at home. Final score, Seattle 24 and the Redskins 14.
Blocked open the shotgun, takes the snap. Pocket collapsing, he's on the run, throws complete. Hit a 10, 5, hit a touchdown! Dennis Pitta! And the Ravens have their second touchdown of the day.
Flacco's catching the gun on second down and 10. Takes the snap, has time, lobs the ball, end zone, Bolden has it, touchdown!
Wow, what an amazing play.
There's the snap, and that is the end of an era in Baltimore as the Ravens have defeated the Indianapolis Colts 24-9. And Ray Lewis is mobbed in midfield by friends, by family, by photographers, teammates, and opponents alike. And Ray Lewis closes out this chapter of an extraordinary career.
Yeah, that pretty much was what the weekend was like for some. Others really celebrating Ray Lewis, the Ravens, and their big win. The Seahawks, I have a lot of friends that live in Seattle. They say that they're going crazy in Seattle over the Seahawks after they beat Washington. You heard some of the highlights or lowlights, depending on how you look at the game and if it was one of your teams. RG3 may be the most talked about story coming out of this. He injured his right knee. His injured right knee gave out in the fourth quarter as he was trying to make a big play. And the Seahawks won, obviously, 24-13. But at what cost to their star rookie quarterback who limped off the field? There's going to be questions about whether or not he should have played. If you looked at the contraption he had on his leg, questionable. And really, unfortunately, it was the way he bent his knee that led to that injury. And then once he's taken out, that's the end of the story. Ray Lewis, his last day, he was just absolutely crazed on the field. You heard the call there that he was mobbed, family, friends. He's got young sons, and they were out there, and people going crazy for Lewis returning, and they got rid of the Colts pretty easily. So there were some big highlights there for the real. And do the Ravens move on to the Super Bowl game? They have some stops in between. They're going to have to get by a couple of teams before they call it Super Bowl, which is going to be in New Orleans. But they've got some momentum going, and it may be the whole Lewis thing. It might be the retirement deal because he is been one of their leaders on the defense, but just even team-wise, mentoring some of the younger players. He's a very, very, very popular character figure in Baltimore. He really has been embraced by that city, and they were going crazy for him after that win, and that may be a factor. That might be a factor moving on to the next one. Matt, you watched the games. You know, the Ravens wanted a huge, long send-off for Lewis. They got it, and then they wanted a showdown with Denver. They have it now. So this is going to be pretty tough, though, next time in this next game, because Denver's 13-3 on the season, but more importantly, they got Peyton Manning. They have some real tools there, and it's going to be tough to beat them. The Broncos beat the Ravens 3 weeks ago pretty easily. 34-17 was the final score, but clearly the Ravens weren't even in this. I watched part of that game, and now they're going to have to find a way to turn it around. I guess the key thing is that they got a glimpse of Denver, and maybe they picked up a few things on defense, especially they'll be able to do this next time around. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think the matchups this weekend are going to be really good. The Patriots and the Texans facing off. You got San Fran and Green Bay. I mean, there's good, intriguing matchups all over the place. And then especially the one that you were talking about, Denver and Baltimore. It's kind of the old Ray Lewis versus Peyton Manning matchup again that you used to see all the time, Indy versus Baltimore. And now, you know, Peyton Manning's got a different squad, but still a great defense in Denver. And I don't know. I don't know who I'm picking yet. I got to delve more into it.
Yeah, I do too. I want to see what happens this weekend because I didn't really. First of all, it was wild card weekend. Now we're seeing the teams that were resting up and watching. Let's see what happens to those. And so I'm not picking any Super Bowl winners at this point. And with the momentum thing, that is a big factor. You know, and plus you look at Baltimore. You get Joe Flacco. He's sort of due here. He threw for almost 300 yards, and Ray Rice is the kid I like that was out of Rutgers that plays, is the running machine that plays for the Ravens, and he had 70-some yards for them on the day, and he's often been a factor for them. But let's see what happens in this next go-around. I'll tell you, if they get by Denver, then there's something to really, I mean, then there's surely something to watch here, and that, you know, there may be something to that, that the Ravens' momentum with Lewis retiring and all the things coming into play for them, that might be what we see. I mean, truly in the game against the Colts, the Colts in the first half, I mean, really heading into the locker room, the Ravens barely had the lead. 10-6 was the score, and then they started to pull away a lot more. And they just clearly looked much more dominant and more were driven and butting heads here. Something quickly that I mentioned when I was saying in a previous segment, I was talking about, you know, hey, it's so boring with a Pro Bowl. Maybe they could mix it up. Maybe they do some crazy thing where they do flag football or think of something in between, because it's, to me, it's not working. The Pro Bowl is a failure. I don't think people are interested in it. They might tune in for a few minutes here and there, but I mean, how many people are sitting there watching the All-Star game of the NFL? And then they moved it in between the weeks of the Super Bowl, you know, heading into the Super Bowl, and I think that it really didn't do much for the game either. So as I was suggesting this idea of flag football, I read a story about an arena player. His name is Chandler Williams, and he died over the weekend. He was playing. All he was doing was playing in a flag football tournament in South Florida. He's 27 years old. He was going to Florida International. This is a kid who was drafted by the Vikings back in 2007. He played a little bit with the Tampa Bay Storm, and it's just a strange, weird deal as to how did that happen and what was it that caused him to die on the field. And they just said that it looked like he had perhaps some kind of a heart thing, but they didn't officially release the cause of death. There were reports of people who were there with buddies and whatnot watching. That was their report, so that's not even official. It's strange. It makes you wonder, you know, I guess flag football can be dangerous too, or it could have just been one of those weird, strange things that happened to him, and, you know, just natural. Was it some kind of a natural causes? I think that's what it is, some kind of natural cause, but very, very freaky for the people watching. Here he is, not even 30 years old, and that happens. Boy, you never know. So maybe the idea of the flag football isn't necessarily a safe option either, or one that's more interesting to watch than watching a bunch of the pros butt heads in a semi-hit'em game, let's say, that features the all-stars of the sports who decide they're going to go and aren't too banged up.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.